Were you developing a passion for classical music, having now picked up the flute as well?
That's a good question, too, because I think by virtue of the instrument itself, because it's normally known to be in the classical setting, that's why I began to gravitate towards some of the classical music. So I guess because of my teacher's influence, I guess maybe that's why I sort of aspire to be part of an orchestra. Mm. You know, so when I eventually got to here in L.A., I was simultaneously, while I was playing these gigs with the Crusaders, they weren't called Crusaders then, I mean, Swingers, as you said, I was playing in community orchestras, you know, learning the repertoire, which I enjoyed a lot because, I mean, I was introduced to these classical composers that I, to this day, have so much respect for, man. I tell you, just such high quality music. So, yes, I was developing a love for classical as well as, and really, I mean, I was treating jazz like a stepchild in a sense, because I know it was a means to, see, I didn't really appreciate jazz improvisation as I have come to in later years, because I, you know, I felt like I can just do it, you know, and so here I was aspiring to play with orchestras, which is what I ended up doing, but it was not as satisfying as I thought it would be. It's okay, but then once you learn the repertoire and you're playing it over and over, hey man, you know, it really highlights the advantage of playing improvised music because it's the spontaneity of that music, you see. And not only spontaneity, but the fact that it's always different. So, you know, you don't become bored with it. And it's always challenging. It's humbling too, because the fact is you don't ever arrive. I don't feel like I've ever arrived at anything musically. I feel like I always do it better. My sister, when we were in the Philippines, she finished singing Family, you know, this tune I wrote called Family. She was walking back. I said it jokingly, but at the same time, I said, oh, everybody's giving all the accolades. And I said, you could have done better. And she told Tierney Sutton, you hear what he told me? I could have done better. Well, you can do better. That's what Stokowski always said. You can always do better. We can always do better because we're imperfect. And that is so true, man. Keeps me practicing. I woke up this morning, I'm as tired as I could be after that flows long flights. I started playing my flute. It's become therapeutic. It really has become therapeutic, man. It becomes like almost like a panacea for some of the problems and the stresses that I deal with, you know, in some personal relationships. You know? So it's become more than just music. It's become another some other things. Okay.